Yes.
Right, that is the correct
Yeah.
incorrect number. 012.
3-4.
5-6.
There we go.
7-8.
But nope, you already said it. You're wrong.
Well, but I want to say it again.
You don't get to.
Why don't I get to?
Because you said 0-1.
But I want to say 7-8. Was it 7-8?
The next 9, two 10? Numbers.
In the
11-12. Oh, no. You, only one of you.
13-14.
You already screwed up two times. Two strikes. Three strikes, you're out. 14-15.
No, that's not how...
16-17? 18-19?
So who's recording?
I'm recording.
Right cool. Now?
Yeah, right now.
For the Gage cast?
yeah. That's exactly...
David, how did you set your thing to podcasting?
Michael really
you can set custom statuses now.
You
if you click on your like profile icon in the bottom left of the Discord thing, there's set a custom status.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's where it is. Okay, I thought it was like the game thing.
No. You could also do that, but that's not as good. And also you can't set an emoji with it.
Oh, that's just unacceptable. So how long did you reserve this room for?
I reserved 15
minutes.
How long did I... it was, whatchamacallit, you know, an amount of time.
Well, yeah, I knew that much.
It started at, what time did this, what time did this?
I don't know this, you know this.
6:30, and it was for 2 hours. So that means 8:30. But they don't really check up on you, as far as I know.
Is there anybody after
and
you?
No one's scheduled for after me.
All right, you got, you
so I basically have until 11 when they just kick you out.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, it's not infinite time here. Yeah, we should go into this with a first topic, because otherwise we're just gonna say hey and then fall.
Forward. Yeah. First topic. How long did you reserve the room for?
We already finished that. There we go.
Yeah, come on, David.
Topic give one down.
Okay, then we need a second topic.
Did you know there's snow here?
I did not know that.
Yeah, there's snow.
There's just
no
way to know for me to know.
I knew there was snow there. I'm just going to gloss over that horrible joke.
There's no way to know what that joke was.
There's no way. Wow, isn't that?
Aren't I so cool?
What are the topics?
Don't give me the cold shoulder.
David?
they don't even make sense anymore.
Yeah, they're not quite pertaining to... okay. So there is...
I see how it is.
I see. Wow, let's just get an hour of this. I mean, there'll be no highlights.
What's the worst joke you've ever made?
There are so many, I can't even... I could not tell you the worst...
The worst one in recent memory.
What's the worst joke you've ever made?
Probably the one that I made like a minute ago to you.
Wow.
They're normally not that bad. But they are frequently close to it.
So we've got a few topics here. We've got donuts.
Oh my gosh.
Tesla truck. I'm telling you, that debate gets heated. That debate gets very heated.
Okay, what's the debate?
Pokemon Sword and Shield. That donuts are a waste of money. They are. Really, really. If you think about what you get out of it compared to other pastries, it's just not worth it. It's just not.
What about, like, jelly-filled?
Krispy Kreme is a dying business. You know, okay. Now, I will say, that is the only time when you get your money's worth. no one really thinks about it that way, but a donut that's not filled is just, this is the whole argument. We need to stop now. This goes in the podcast.
I've already started recording.
Yeah, I figured this was part of the podcast.
We're doing it now.
We can add the intro on later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it right now. Do the intro.
Okay, fine.
We'll start over. Who cares?
Who cares?
Hello, welcome to the podcast where no one really cares. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's roll.
I'm not your host, Gage, and here is the host,
Michael David.
Wow. Oh.
All right. Like, well, fine. I'm not the host.
Wait, you're not the host? David, are you the host?
I mean, am I the host?
Are you the host?
I don't think I'm the host.
Can we switch hosts every episode?
Oh my gosh.
Then
it's just going to be called
the cast.
We would
be switching hosts once a year.
The cast.
We can make a fishing podcast.
Cast. Hey Gage, what's the worst pun you've ever made?
Probably that one.
Probably that right there. Yeah.
I can't.
Well, that wasn't that, but
I. But there, yeah.
There's no way you haven't made a worse pun in the past.
I agree, but I can't remember them.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, some donuts. Donuts are the worst pastry. Like, by far. There's no contest about it. There's no. They just are. They're horrible.
I'm sure there's a worse type.
There are absolutely worse pastries.
That's worse than a donut.
Types of pastry typed into Google. Let's see. Who likes dough?
Who likes dough? That's a
plain old dough.
When you put them into nut form.
Let me ask right at that.
What about
as a fellow dough lover? What's your favorite thing about dough?
A fellow, I like it's,
it can be shaped into anything you want.
It's like a blank canvas for your hands.
Exactly.
That eventually like goes to your mouth.
Wait, Play-Doh has dough in it. Oh my! This is
except Play-Doh you play what with.
New discoveries about
Play-Doh.
How the universe works with dough.
Do re mi.
Yeah, but see, donuts are the worst because they're just not good. Like, compare that to other.
But who doesn't like
donuts? What about good donuts, though? Because there are definitely bad donuts, and I think maybe you just had bad donuts.
No, okay. What do you mean by good donuts?
The ones that taste good.
Donuts that were well made.
And
gourmet donuts.
Don't cost, like,
name some places.
A buck.
Because Voodoo Donuts, I've been to Voodoo Donuts. And they're famous for having good donuts.
Okay. I don't know. Safeway donuts are pretty good.
Krispy Kreme? Krispy Kreme's got some good donuts.
Never been to Krispy Kreme.
They are sort of the classic.
Yeah, Krispy Kreme's like the classic donut. But, like, they're just worse. They're just worse than other pastries. I'd rather...
All right, so is the debate that donuts aren't good, or are that they're worse than most other pastries?
Okay, really, I'm off track from my main argument, which is that donuts are horrible.
Okay,
donuts are a waste of money when compared to filled donuts.
Oh.
Because if you walk into Krispy Kreme, let's take this example here, okay? You walk into Krispy Kreme, okay? And
okay.
You look
what,
at their selection.
What's the season and what time of day?
What's the season? All the seasons and all the days.
You can only, you're not some sort of quantum donut.
And day. We are a quantum donut buyer here, Gage. We are a quantum
Schrodinger's donut buyer. Customer. Schrodinger's
right.
Customer.
Very well. I exist at all places at all times, and I wish to eat a donut. Next.
Yes. Well, you walk into the shop, okay?
I eat every single donut at the same time, and I'm satisfied.
Exactly. But if you wanted to, if your donut eating capabilities were limited, what would be the best donuts to eat? What would be the best donuts to eat at that Krispy Kreme?
I see. Well, as
and,
a being that does not obey the laws of time or space, I think I would not care.
Now, the clear answer is filled donuts. Because if you're going for price per what you get, okay, donuts have a clear flaw in them. And that is something that makes them unique for no reason whatsoever. I don't know why, who thought this was a good idea. But the hole, the donut in the middle, the donut hole, the thing that makes them unique from all of the pastries is the thing bringing them down. Because what is the point of a donut hole?
You can put it around your finger and spin it.
Why? You can put what's the
a
point
lot
of
things
that? Why
in
not
the
just,
hole.
Why not yeah. just buy...
The versatility.
Why not just buy a better
I mean, there are donuts that has... that aren't that don't have the holes.
Exactly.
And
Zachary.
Zachary.
There's no Zachary like, here. Like and plus, you, if, the byproduct of a hole donut is a donut hole that you can also sell. Bam. Capitalism.
Exactly. But that's only good for the person selling the donuts. As a consumer of donuts, as a quantum consumer of donuts.
Yeah, but people like donut holes.
Still donuts are just
Donut holes are absolutely...
People don't like donut holes.
There's definitely demand for those.
Yeah. They're not gonna just going to make donut holes and not make the donuts.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're unnecessary.
Why?
Because, I mean, filled donuts exist. You can just make a donut.
Yeah, what if somebody doesn't want a filled donut?
Well, what if someone just wants, like, a bite of donut?
Yeah.
Donut holes?
Okay, yeah, then make that. Make the donut hole. I'm saying a donut hole can be a separate product. I don't care.
Well, it's not a separate product, like, though. They're linked on a quantum level. No, you cannot have the donut hole without the donut.
You can make it.
Otherwise, it's just a ball of dough.
Yeah, and no one wants to eat that. I thought we already established the fact that nobody likes dough.
Call it like a donut bit or something. You know?
Well, like then. Where?
Twitch bits.
But it has nothing to do with a donut, then.
Exactly.
It would just be called a bit.
They're not connected. You can make a donut hole. You can make a batch of donut holes. In fact, I'm pretty sure people commonly make batches of donut holes without making a batch of donuts.
That's false advertising.
Exactly.
It's false advertising, sure, but it is a fair point.
Call it what it is.
Yeah, but we're also sidetracked from the fact that you apparently think that other people can't eat just normal donuts if they want to.
Yeah, okay. Whenever I go to Krispy Kreme, I refuse to order any donut that is not filled. Because how they do it is they you say, okay, I want a dozen of donuts or a half dozen donuts or like four or whatever. They charge you the same amount of price no matter what donuts you get. So if you get donuts mm-hmm. with holes in them, you're simply buying less just donut than if you get one that's filled.
This isn't some
right? Have you considered that quantity of donut is not the defining feature that people look for when buying donut?
But you get the most bang for your buck.
Yeah, but
and
like,
sure,
we're not...
and you can be efficient with your donut buying, but that's not the sole reason that people would buy donuts or not buy them.
Why would you do it any other way?
But it's not a min-maxing of money spent in donuts eaten.
Everything is min-maxing of donuts.
Well, maybe
of
you just played
spent.
Too much EU4.
If you okay, Gage, if you were like,
oh my donut output is
a new
not
laptop,
big enough.
Okay?
Yeah,
if you're gonna buy a new computer, okay. Let's say a new graphics card put in your computer, okay?
Yeah.
Would you try to buy the best graphics card that you could get, you know, within a reasonable price within your money?
Or would you buy the biggest graphics card that you can get for that same card or for that same price?
Would you buy a graphics card with a hole in it? I mean, what are you gonna get?
No, that's not the argument. Donut. Okay, if we assume that you can have donuts with a hole in them,
the hole of the graphics card separate. Do you want to buy a graphics card hole cage?
Order in
the quality of the graphics card is not tied to the hole in it. What the argument you're making is that you should buy the most things for your money, right? So it would be the best graphics card versus the biggest graphics card.
I'd just, you know, get the one that's best for
you. Know. Yeah.
No, but the...
And...
What, the
but
one
the
that
donuts.
I
want? Just get you the best bang for your buck. That's what I'm going off here.
Okay, well, maybe you're a donut buyer that likes to min-max everything. I'm a donut buyer that likes to eat donuts, so there.
Because,
yeah, the
I
point
mean,
of
clearly,
buying donuts is to eat the donut.
Yeah, exactly. So you need to do that in the most efficient way possible.
Oh,
you
don't,
do not
no,
need
you don't
to do that.
Because if you don't, you're just throwing away your money. Listen, I'm the one who has a coin purse here. I count every penny I have. I have a spreadsheet with.
I am absolutely sure you do,
and I am absolutely sure that I don't. So, I'm just gonna go in there.
But
why not? You're throwing. You might as well just burn your money instead.
No, okay, but why do you eat donuts? Is it for the purpose of filling your stomach, or is it for the purpose of the experience of eating donuts?
The experience, and clearly the filled donuts are just superior.
Not necessarily. You can have
particular... Because you get more bang for your buck.
Okay, Michael, we've already established that not everybody wants to get the most bang for the buck. They want to just want to have an experience that they enjoy. Okay, so
well,
if you...
Even...
Okay, my point is, you guys are commie donut eaters. Just
that does not make
whoever
any sense.
Whoever gets donuts, that's fine. I'm a capitalist donut eater, okay? I try to get the most bang for my buck. I try to do the math on this before I make my purchase. I am a educated consumer.
Well, no, surely you're the communist donut eater because you're saying everyone should get the exact same type of donut.
No. I'm not a commie. You have that choice. I'm just saying your choice is wrong.
Capitalism expresses the freedom of choice to what you're buying. But communism,
yeah.
You have to get the filled donut. The most
donut. And you've been duped. You've been duped by the donut making companies that for some reason these donuts must have a hole in them.
No, they don't have to. There's donuts
and
that don't have holes in them,
hole.
And there's
they're
people that buy those donuts that don't have holes in them.
They
there are donuts that are not filled and also don't have holes.
They what?
there are donuts that aren't filled and also don't have holes.
Exactly. And I'm saying those are fine. Those are fine.
Okay, wait, clearly you're not, because you've been arguing this
those,
whole time that they're
in
not.
In my opinion, those are a lesser race of donut, if you will.
Wow.
When
so
compared,
now, okay. Well,
when compared
I will not
fill donuts. All right. If we rank these, we've got at the very top. Okay, is the filled donuts? I mean, clearly, without doubt. And then past that is the not filled but no hole donut variety. And then you have the donut with a hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say somewhere between the donut with a hole in it and the filled donut, somewhere, I'm not sure if it's above the non-filled donuts, are those Krispy Kreme donuts where they have a hole in it, but they're also filled still?
Yeah.
Have you guys seen those?
I don't know why I've crossed those, but it sounds good.
They're a thing. And I refuse to buy those as well, because they're not.
I'm sure you're
maxing out. It's just a waste of money.
All right, I have to go downstairs for a second. I'll be right back. Keep talking about donuts.
This is just, it just doesn't make sense to me, you know? The donut companies have conditioned people into buying a lesser product and then selling the rest of that product later to other people or to you again.
Okay, so this sounds very similar to Apple.
To what?
Apple.
To Apple?
You know,
okay.
They sell you one product, and then they sell you the rest of that product separately.
All right, well, we are quite literally comparing donuts to smartphones here.
I mean, that is the comparison I just made, yes.
and I feel like that is an unfair comparison. Also, I told you this argument could get heated. And when I said I could get heated, I mean I could get heated about it.
Yes.
See, Apple. I'll let you make your argument first. How does that make your point? What argument am I making? Well, you put forth the Apple selling you less, I think was it?
Yeah. Well, you know how they've removed USB ports and then they sell you dongles that convert to USB?
Yes.
Separately?
Yes.
And that's sort of a common thing they do. Yes. I don't really have much to go past that. I'm just saying the description you made of donuts sounds similar to Apple's business practices.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
You know,
welcome
honestly,
back.
Fair enough. I can't really argue too much with that one. But just like the donut industry, whoever started selling donuts with holes in it first, everyone followed suit.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, that is the same can be said for a lot of things.
Exactly. Wait, like what? Wait, I why did I say that? I think back when I said that. Explain yourself.
What, me?
Yes. No, the other person that was talking then.
I mean, like, first person who made a wheel. Other people made wheels after him or her.
I mean, people have improved upon the wheel, though.
People have improved upon donuts.
Yeah. Well, no, but I don't think that was an improvement. I think that was that's subjective. Back in the donut.
I'm sure somebody's made a square wheel and said, "Ah, this is the best."
No, that's not a square wheel. That's a square.
What?
I mean,
well, it's just a square. It's just like a slab of.
Is the definition of wheel have to be circular?
Does a wheel have to be circular?
I'm gonna say no, because I've seen wheels that aren't circular.
But then what's... Can you have a triangular wheel? Can you have a line? Yeah, okay, sure. What's the limit here? Because if we have a...
Oh, okay, well, I mean, I just looked up the dictionary definition of wheels as a circular object that revolves around an axle. So...
Okay.
I might dispute that, because I've seen bicycles with, like, non-circular wheels.
Yeah, I would dispute that,
what's a circular object, then?
Okay, well, that's just ridiculous.
No, I don't think it is. Because a circle is, as far as I know from geometry, is a object that is self-contained that has infinite number of, like, edges. Or not infinite edges, points, I guess?
Yeah.
That is one way of looking at it, yes.
So, like, a square has 4 points. A triangle has 3. And then it keeps going up and up and up.
Uh-huh.
Until you reach infinity, and then it is a circle. So at what point does it become not circly? Because obviously a square is a square, and that's at 4. And a triangle is a triangle, and that's at 3. An octagon is an octagon, and that's at 8. So at what point do we start tending towards infinity? When you no longer have infinite points. Wait, what does that mean? When you start counting the points, it's not a circle anymore. Well, I can count how many points there are in a square.
Yeah, you can't count how many there are in a circle.
Wait, what? when you start counting how many points are in a...
Yes, as soon as there are points that you can count, it's no longer a circle. It's the point he's making.
But you can have a point that has, like, 5 million... points to it. You can have an object that has 5 million points to that.
And you can count those.
That's probably a circle.
Okay.
Well, because it's close enough to a circle that if you made a wheel with 5 million points to it, it would effectively work.
Okay,
as
we're talking about a circle.
Yeah. Are we talking about, like, usable as a circular wheel, or are we talking about a circle? Because they're different things.
Mathematical definition.
I don't know anymore.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got another topic we can get off.
I think there's different circles we're talking about here. There's a geometric circle and a no one cares circle.
A practical circle?
Yeah. Where a practical circle is, it gets the job done as a circle, and geometric circle is infinite points object.
That is a fair distinction.
Well, I got another topic
What's your topic? What's the worst pun you've ever made?
No, it's not. It's not stupid, like some of your topics, but donuts. All right.
Okay, that carried us through. Like, 15
okay.
Donuts are circles. Change my mind.
I've been watching the Pokemon anime recently.
Okay, well, I guess my topic's just not good enough. It's okay. And, we can talk about Pokemon.
Yeah,
anime.
That's a bit. Let me tell you, it is really fun, some of the fourth wall breaks that they do there, because they have a thing where basically every episode has Team Rocket in it, or at least the Indigo League, which is like the first 50-second episodes.
First 50 seconds?
Yeah, the first 50
seconds.
Pretty
short amount of time.
The first episode to the 50-second episode is the Indigo League, and then after that it's like the Orange Islands, I think, and that's, I'm just starting the Orange Islands. But in the
when
first,
did the Nazis come in?
When did the Nazis come in? I think in season 53, if I remember correctly.
I feel like Pokemon takes place after World War II.
There's still Nazis today.
Dude, they talk... Well,
neo-Nazis.
They talk about a great Pokemon war.
They are Nazis.
In the first Pokemon games, they talk about a great Pokemon war. And it's never explained further. They mention it in like 3 points of dialogue. And they just never talked about it.
They're great.
Poor Pikachu hasn't been the same since the war.
It's Lieutenant Surge, and he says he has some quotes. I don't know what they are, but they're gold.
They are quotes.
But Team Rocket breaks the fourth wall like immensely. Like they try to come up with this elaborate scheme in one episode to steal Pikachu and stuff, and then like halfway through they figure out like this super easy way to steal him. And they're like, oh, why did we come up with that elaborate way? And Jesse says, like, oh, why did we come up with that elaborate way to do that? Then James just says, oh yeah, to fill 15 minutes. I love that. That is amazing. I love that they just break the wall with, yeah, it's a show. They also say, like, see you next time. Like, Ash says, amazing. See you next time, like, every other episode.
I mean, I feel and like that was just a given for because it's like a kid show. See yeah, you next no, time.
But they have a narrator. There is a narrator that introduces every episode and exits every.
Well, yeah,
episode.
I'm sure. But I'm sure
and
children.
We'll see how next time they're doing this.
Well,
and
yeah, that's
the narrator talks to them too. The narrator talks to Misty, to Ash, to Brock. The narrator talks to all three of them.
Okay, and wait. How does that work? Can you give me an example?
Like at the end of the episode, and I don't understand. It just doesn't.
Wait, do you have an example of that? Like, how does it?
I feel like I don't have a specific example, but I feel like there was a time where they just go like, yeah, we'll see how our heroes handle the next obstacles in front of them or where they're going now. And then Ash is like, oh yeah, we're going to blah 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 city, and
that's
we'll
just
be dealing with those just fine. You know, they just come up with some canned sort of response. It's not like they have full-on conversations and talk about okay. quantum physics or anything, but, you know, it's...
Do they...
They don't talk about donuts.
Quantum physics in Pokemon?
Do they... Is there a quantum physics Pokemon?
Probably.
Is there Schrodinger's Pokemon?
Ooh, if there's not, I mean... you can call up Nintendo and say, hey, have I got an idea for you?
Because we throw out Litten, we gotta... Throughout Litten and Meowth,
it's the most broken Pokemon in the game because both not fainted and fainted, so you just automatically win.
Sheninja, no, that's just a
Mew.
Maybe.
Okay, you know what I'm annoyed about? In the new generation, they in Sword and Shield they added a sheep Pokemon, Wooloo. Now, yes. I don't know if you remember, but there was already a sheep Pokemon called Mareep.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up these two Pokemon, Mareep is just better than Wooloo, like in every way.
In every way, huh?
Every way? Are you sure about that?
Because Mareep evolves and turns into like this awesome electric sheep, and is amazing. Ampharos, and I love Ampharos. Ampharos is amazing, but they decided to not include Ampharos and Mareep. And instead made a completely new sheep Pokemon.
Maybe they just wanted to change it up a bit.
And I just don't understand why. Because, you know.
Maybe they wanted sheep that were normal type and not electric.
But.
Also, I'm looking it up now and Wooloo does evolve into Dubwool.
Yes.
And the image is just loading.
Bigger sheep.
It looks like it has horns at least.
Well, I think, does Wooloo have horns?
Wooloo has tiny horns.
Wooloo has tiny little nubs as horns.
Yes, and the next one.
Compare that.
Okay, so there's not actually an image on that page. Mareep, I don't know if you could really call those horns though.
Mareep's got like tiny. They're not really horns. I wouldn't quite call them horns. But
I don't know what you would call them.
And then there's Flaffy. There's Flaffy and Ampharos. I'm just saying, way better sheep Pokemon.
I mean, okay, why did they remove a whole bunch of Pokemon in the first place?
Because there's like over 800 or something now.
Right.
and they didn't want to port all those to the Switch.
Okay, and so the sheep one, I don't remember the names already. Marie.
Well, there's Marie. All right, yeah, Marie. Another thing. Double, the evolution of Wooloo, it looks still like a farm animal, like a goat.
That it does.
With a lot of wool. But then Marie just becomes not a sheep anymore.
I know. After it evolves. Way better. And then also Ampharos had a mega... I just don't understand. Its mega evolution was Dragonite. Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, as a Pokemon, sure. The Mareep line is better. But, like, as a sheep, I've got to give it to Wooloo.
Pokemon, the Mareep line is better.
Sure.
I just like Mareep and Ampharos better.
You can like those better, but they're not better sheep.
Okay, well, back to my argument. Not argument. To point.
Back to your argument.
Right. Yes, the topic that he was going to introduce.
Yeah. For us, so anyway, so I got another topic. That was I am just going to keep talking. So my sister just got Red Dead Redemption 2. And she needed to download it, and I have like real bad internet, and it's 120 gigabytes.
Wow. That's an issue.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, it takes me like 2 days now to download like 10 gigabytes.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Or at least that's for my Switch. For my computer, it's much, much quicker, but I can go onto different internets for some reason because the Switch is dumb. Anyways, continue with Red. Yep.
Yeah. So, it was taking forever to download, and whenever she was downloading it, it made the rest of the internet for everybody else just horrible. And so she got to like 70% the way there. And then she went over to a friend's house and finished downloading it in like 10 minutes. So I just like, why is the internet so bad, you know?
Aiden did that same exact thing with Star Citizen. He downloaded like half of it at his house, which has absolutely horrible internet as well. And then he came over to my house and downloaded like the rest of it in like 15 minutes and just finished it. Just, you know. Because my internet was way better then.
Yeah.
Now I'm at college, and it's worse. It's horrible.
Shame.
Yeah. I have to have a roommate now.
Do you know your internet speed?
I can do an internet test right now. But it's not wonderful. And okay, let me explain. There's like three different Wi-Fis. There's the public, the main, and then the gamer.
The gamer.
And so public is public. The main is just for everyone, just regular use. And then the gamer is you have to call in and then like have them enable it for you and stuff, which doesn't quite make sense. But all right.
They can't just give you the password?
Yeah, but I have the password, and it doesn't work for me. Huh. But it works for other people. So I don't know.
Weird.
So I just have refused to call, and I'm just using the basic one. But my Switch doesn't connect to the normal internet, so I'm stuck using the public for my Switch.
So
I downloaded Pokemon Sword, which is like 20 gigabytes, and it took like 2.5 days, and that's
pretty bad. That was annoying. Even for me.
That was very annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But then my computer can actually connect to normal things, so if I run this test, let's see how quickly the button will not press. Wow, isn't that good? Internet testing app? Ooga? What's this? Ooga speed test? Ookla.
Ooga. Yeah.
Ooga booga speed test. Yes.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Ookla. Not working right now. Let's just basic Google thing.
Your internet is so bad that you can't test the speed of it.
I was able to test it once. I don't remember what it is.
Once.
Aiden was asking me, because he wanted to know if it was better or worse than his internet. Oh?
I want to know if it's better or worse than mine.
Is that... That barely tested it at all.
And what was the result?
All right. interesting. So going to a server in Seattle, latency is 52 milliseconds.
Okay.
Not bad.
That's not too bad. That's not too bad. Could be worse. I've had it be worse.
Could definitely be worse, yeah.
Download is 0.2, I believe that is megabits per second.
0.2 megabits per second.
Yeah, and it didn't even get an upload. It told me that my internet speed is very slow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Now, that is with a Discord call.
I don't think that should affect it that much.
Not that much, no.
Yeah. So I'm going to just try... Ookla just didn't work. Let me try Ookla again. Ookla, you gonna go? Yeah, I'm on the right internet. Ookla? You good? Let me try it on my phone. I'll download the Ookla app on my phone.
Oh, and
we'll see if I can download it. If I can do things. Because now I'm concerned. I don't know what's...
Yeah, that's
22 billion tests and counting. You know, speaking of download and internet speeds, I have to take an English class, English 101. It's a wonderful class. I love English. That was sarcasm. Doesn't really go over well on my
English 101?
Yeah, English 101. College courses, you got like...
Do you not already know English?
I've already taken English 101.
Yeah, well, you're doing running start and stuff. Okay, so how... Yeah, we've got like 100 ABC, and those are like pre-college courses. And then it goes into the 100 as like freshman, 200 as sophomore, 300 as junior, 400 as senior.
Makes sense.
Like I'm taking economics 201. And I'm this is my first year. Yeah. And I haven't done any running start, any college, anything like that. That is downloading very slowly. Okay, anyways, I have to write a stupid paper about 5G. And is 5G viable? And I can't really be mad because I chose the topic.
Oh.
But I can't really go back because it's due
Was
Monday.
Was it like from a list or did you come up with it on your own?
It was just whatever you want.
5 pages.
That's nothing.
One for each G.
But it's on 5G, and I don't know how to write 5 pages on 5G.
Well, compare it to 3G and 4G. Go into the history of G.
The history of G.
Impacts that it may come, cultural impacts that it may have in the future. What does this new technology open up for us?
See, but it's not just like a paper on like... whatever you can come up with about 5G. It's like a research paper. And my research topic, my research question is how viable, let me pull up exactly what it's like, how viable is 5G in the public market or something like that? So I have to go into like, is it actually usable? Because I think that's a unique question with 5G, because 5G uses like higher frequency, wavelengths of light, so it has to have line of sight to see, because higher frequencies can't pass through objects as well as 4G, which uses lower frequencies. So I have to go into that and developments and the ways around that, and is that good? What are the sides? What are the possible ways around that? Things like that.
Interesting.
So I have to have 3 pages by tonight. But instead, I'm recording this. So priorities are in order, I'd say. Yeah, is 5G cellular technology more viable in the public market than current technologies? So I have to compare it to 3G and 4G and say, is it better? And in what way is it better? Will it replace it? Will it just coincide with it?
Interesting.
Yeah, so if you've got any inputs on that... And if any viewers who haven't left by now have any input on that, leave it in the comments below.
Well, I definitely.
Or if you're on Spotify, go onto YouTube.
This is not on Spotify.
And give us another view. All right. No, this goes on Spotify. We have like 49 views on Spotify.
It's on Spotify right now. The first. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that.
The first one is on Spotify.
It's not like we're just going straight onto Spotify, but it is on Spotify right now.
Okay. Well, I definitely do not want to contribute to that because I'm writing a 10-page research report on superheroes and nationalism. So
superheroes and nationalism.
And it's is due tomorrow at 1, and I need to write like 4 more pages and then a conclusion. So
I thought you were gonna say you need to write 10 more pages.
No, I started yesterday and did 5 pages.
Okay, so you've only done it, or you're only doing it 3 days before instead of the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah. David, do you have any English you have to take?
I'm currently in effective communications, which isn't as much English as speech. I do still have to write a paper for it, though. And that paper is going to be sort of a predictive analysis, which was, we could choose our topics from basically anything. I chose pick a point in history and pretend that nothing past that point has happened, and then predict what will happen based on what the people from that time would know.
Right now.
Well, I mean, it's due Friday.
Oh, wait, can you break the system of the universe and just, like, predict the future by saying, I'm going to write about now?
I predict that in 5 seconds, I will write the word A. Oh my god, I wrote it down, wow.
According to the constraints, I technically could, but I don't want to. I think that, you know, an alternate history would be really cool.
That would be a very unique read, though.
I guess, yeah. Would it be something you want to read? I don't know, but it would be unique.
Unique is always good, don't you know that?
Unique is not always good, I would say.
Well, do you have arguments against that?
I mean, you know, Windows phones?
Yeah.
Very unique.
Actually, yeah, that is my argument.
You know, point taken, point received.
Filled donuts? Those are very unique.
Filled donuts,
See, I don't know if they are, though.
They're way better, you know? I think they are.
What's a unique food?
What's a unique food? A turducken.
That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten a turducken?
No, because...
Do you want to eat a turducken?
No. I don't know who does. Really? It just baffles me that someone decided, yeah, this is an idea. Because you have to figure, what came first? The concept? Like, did someone make it and then give it a name? Or did someone give it a name and then make it?
Because it was
unique enough of a name.
I would guess they made it and then... No, yeah, they made it and then gave it the name. But I'm not really basing that on anything.
How do you make that, though? How do you accidentally do that?
Wouldn't this bird be delicious if it was stuffed inside another bird?
Yeah.
Oh, and then this would be better than this bird.
No, I think the logic went, like, all right, guys, we don't have any stuffing. We screwed up. But we got this perfectly good meat that we already cooked. Let's just stuff it in there and do it. And then they're like, that's actually a pretty good idea. And then the next year, they're like, we forgot the stuffing again. And so they did it again, but with more meat and different types of meat. And they're like, this could be a thing.
What exactly is a turducken? Like, is it...
Turducken.
Turducken? Is that like induction?
What I believe it is, I believe it's a duck inside a chicken inside a turkey.
Okay.
Based on the relative sizes of birds.
Yeah.
I think it's a chicken inside a duck.
Inside a turkey.
That sounds difficult.
Well, it's turducken. So, right? So it's the N is the chicken.
Duck.
And the uck is the duck. And the tur is the turkey. And so it goes
I would say that name's probably just because it sounds the catchiest. What are the alternatives? Shiducky.
I mean, how could that not have caught on?
Let's say
Turek.
The chicky.
Wow. You guys.
Durkin.
You guys have the Midas touch, but with words here. Everything you guys are saying is just,
I think Durkin's
gold.
Pretty good.
Durkin is fantastic, but it's not a good name for a thing. I just
right,
appreciate that as a word.
Corner, and you know what that means. You got to get yourself and your family a Dirk. You know?
No, Durkin.
A Durkin. Every Thanksgiving would not be complete without a Durkin. Everybody loves themselves a Durkin. What's a Durkin? Durkin. That sounds like a bad Pokemon.
That sounds like a great place to live.
Durkin.
Durkin.
Where would what country would Durkin be in?
Definitely.
Yeah, I wanna say
Poland.
Like in Norway or something.
I don't know about
it's Northern European. Durkin.
Either Germany or one of the.
Or actually, yeah, maybe. No, I'm changing
Nordic.
To like one of the Baltic. One of the Baltic.
Yeah, well, Nordic. One of the Baltic I would say.
Suppose Latvia, Lithuania, or
and Estonia. Yeah.
Ooh, my sausage is ready. I'll bring it back.
Your sausage is ready. You made a sausage midway through the pot.
The dedication.
Wow. Isn't he the one actually recording it this time too?
He is, yes.
Wow. Okay.
So how much do you think you're going to be editing?
I want to say I've been making some highlights, but realistically I'm just going to listen through. I think the donut debate I can make into a better, I think I can cut that down, condense it a little better, make it sound better. Because I don't know if you got the there was going to be an animation from the I forget what it was. Paige was going to make an animation about this one clip. I'll send it to you. I forget what it was about on the first episode.
I see.
Let me listen. It was a minute long. Oh yeah, it was that there was that like YouTube, how many YouTube channels we could create, and how far down that rabbit hole, and how we could make those YouTube channels. I edited that whole like 10-minute discussion down to like a minute, and I like edited like audio spikes down and everything, made it real nice. Send it to you. I actually just sent it in the podcast general chat.
Good idea.
If it's not big enough, yeah. That is topic ideas, so I will remove that.
back with my sausage.
I will just put it there.
Welcome. We haven't been actually podcasting.
Yeah, no. We've been talking about what to be animated. You can tune in on the podcast when that gets uploaded. Actually, when is the podcast going to be uploaded? The animation that was going to come out for the first podcast. It was...
about a
clip. Do you guys know the Rooster Teeth podcast at all? The animations?
I've watched some of those animations, yeah.
So I know the style you're going for.
That's what I was kind of going for with that. So if you guys, yeah. Which,
I agree with that.
Make it myself or anything.
Pretty sure I could just do that in MS Paint.
Do that in a long afternoon.
I think I could do that. Now, I'll just open up a screen capture of paint.net, and then all I will do it live.
Oh,
you'll do it. See, but I didn't want it to just be bad, you know.
Yeah, but it's gonna be bad.
Be like somewhat decent.
It's gonna be bad.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, when you start off, it's gonna be bad. But you want to make it when you start off still as good as you can, because you know, I mean, you don't just want to make bad stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, when did we get 86? Did we always have 86 views in the first episode?
I don't know.
I mean, we had posted that recently.
Let me. When I posted that, was it 86? Yeah, it was. It was 85. 86. That was 3 months ago. What was the exact day that it was posted? Because then I don't know what the technical upload schedule is supposed to be. If it's supposed to be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you know. What? So, let's see.
Yeah.
I think it's just whenever we feel like it.
Whenever it's done.
Because I think there was supposed to be, like, an actual...
Why don't you just do it now? I think there
was supposed to be.
And, you know...
By the way, Gage, how long have we been going?
I've been recording for 50 minutes, but probably only, like, 40 of that is stuff.
Is the actual thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where's the YouTube studio? Is that the thing that I'm looking for here? I'm trying to you can figure out like all these different stats about videos, and I'm assuming one of those stats that they keep is the exact day it was uploaded. I would hope. Also, 10 subscribers and one comment. What's the one comment? It's some random guy going, upload a new video.
Oh my.
Well, random guy, we heard you.
Dude, well, we heard you just now.
I am going to screenshot that and post that.
In honor of you, we made the second episode.
It is, wow. Yeah, it has a word that I'm not gonna repeat on the podcast because we're gonna go relatively family friendly here.
Great.
All right.
So special thanks to Doof.
That's their name, Doof.
Yeah, Doof.
D-E-W-F.
Doof, we love you. You're I believe the number one fan, actually.
Yes.
Probably by...
By default, you are the number one fan.
And what's the complaint with that? Let's see, the original upload date, August 4th. Which was...
So it was 4 months ago, almost to the day.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Which I find it crazy. If you look at, like, a graph of the views, it's not... Okay, so first off, there was a spike in, like, the first month. There was a spike of about 26 views. And that was when I posted it. I sent it to a bunch of friends. I sent it to a bunch of people that I knew. But then I'm pretty sure the views after that are just random people finding the podcast.
Interesting.
Because... I don't think that those 20, 25, 30-ish people revisited the podcast 30 times each, roughly.
Probably
I don't think they did that.
And then there's all those Spotify views.
Because I don't know.
I don't know either.
So far, the app... Wait.
Anyway, is this the time to be talking about it while we're recording the next one?
Oh, yeah, totally, totally. The podcast is whatever we want to be, David.
It,
okay.
You know, that
it's,
is
it's
true.
It's not, should we be talking about this? We start.
I mean, I just wasn't sure if this was
and then we devolve into randomness. And you gotta realize, David, I'm talking over you because this is important. You gotta realize as well, no one's gonna watch this.
Well, I disagree. Do for watching.
Because this is just not going to be in the highlight. And that's what people realistically are going to watch. The hopefully 5 minute highlight. Which honestly, if we can make a 5 minute highlight and have people watch all of that and get that to like 100 views, if we can get, I'm going to put this in the highlight as like the first or second thing. I'm going to put this in the highlight. If we can get like 100 views on like a 5 minute video on this channel, I will be happy. That's how the highlight's gonna start off. Because I think that is an achievement. That
sounds like you're begging for views a little bit.
That sounds what?
like you're begging for views a little bit.
Oh yeah, I absolutely am. I'm not gonna say I'm not.
Yeah,
but
all right.
I think irony is the funniest thing.
irony or hypocrisy.
Being coded not in like 20 layers of irony. And we gotta start this up as early as possible and saying like, please like and subscribe. Haha, funny. And just doing that like every episode, not like as a more of a funny thing, as like making fun of it rather than actually doing it, but then actually doing it. You know? I love those like layers of irony.
I'm a little bit confused on whether you're trying to be ironic or not here. And I think that's the point.
Wait, say again.
I'm a little bit confused on if you're trying to be ironic or not with the begging for views, and I think that's the point.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen like Alpharad at all. But he has a secondary channel, Alpharad Plus, and I love it so much. He doesn't edit them at all. It's just him and his friend talking over gameplay, and it's just whatever comes to mind. It's just whatever.
We're good at video games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It, like I will send you. It, like, God, like a thing that they'll do is one of them will make a Mario Maker level, and then he'll send it to the other one. And they'll sit down, they'll play it for like an hour and try to finish it. And they'll just talk and talk and talk. And it's good. And I want to be funny like them. And they're good with irony. And I love it.
I think you like irony too much.
They did. Oh, ironic. I forget what it was. It was, they did like Taco Tuesday.
I thought we were recording podcast here.
Yeah, the podcast. Yeah.
Is this in the podcast right now?
Oh yeah, why not?
Oh my god.
Free advertising for other people's YouTube channels.
Yeah.
And also our own.
Where is it? There it is, yeah. This is, yeah. And they, at one point, they hired a...
What? They hired a who?
The people for their secondary channel. They highlighted, they hired a, like, an editor. But they constantly make jokes to fire him. Why not? And then the great thing is with the video I just sent you guys, they make jokes to fire the editor, and then they don't even let him edit the video. They just upload the video, and then halfway through they say, if you don't respond to us about if you don't like say this word to us within like an hour of this video being uploaded, we're just gonna fire you because you know, clearly don't care about the content. I don't know if he ever found that, and I also know that the next episode they cleared up and said it was a joke. But yeah, you know, funny stuff.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I like what they do.
Does sound like fun.
It's good, and I don't think I'm probably explaining it horribly, but yeah.
Yep, you are.
I got the joke.
Thanks, Gage.
Okay. Well, what are we
anyways,
talking about?
Anybody else got something they want to say?
Please, something.
Like the average view time on the first episode of the podcast is 4 minutes and 24 seconds.
So a 5-minute highlight would be perfect.
Yeah. I think people can stomach that.
Yeah. Attention span.
Yeah, it's very short, turns out.
Well, I mean, yeah, it is, especially when we're really not talking about anything because we're just talking about other people's stuff.
Yeah,
Well, that's a thing. Something.
Yeah.
And well, yeah, know, but you have to actually be good at it.
Exactly. And you know, there's no way to... What?
There's no way to know what he was going to say.
Exactly. There's no way to get good at something like just doing it. So, you know, by episode 200, we'll be good.
Do you mean there's no way to get good at something except by doing it?
Yes.
Because you said there's no way to get good at something by doing it.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. I guess we're never going to get good at
it. Take the stuff that we're already good at. What are we good at?
What are we good at?
Probably video games.
Define good.
Let's scratch EU4 off that.
I mean I'm okay. Let's not remove it yet.
I like how David went, I'm okay.
I'm no Flurry Worry, but...
I haven't played it in, how long? Last played September 8th, 2018. Oh,
oof. Wow. 2018? Been a while, man. Dude, I have 900 hours in that game.
Yeah, you've kept on playing it.
The grind never stops on EU4.
Not until you hit 18-21 hours.
Yeah.
Okay,
then,
well,
then it's acceptable.
What other games are we good at?
Do we want to play RimWorld? Ooh, okay. The thing is do we want to become a Let's Play channel? Or do we want to become a let's just talk about things over gameplay channel?
I feel like talking about things over gameplay is more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like with a RimWorld, we would be very, we would be more engrossed in the game and talking about the game than just things.
Hmm.
And if anybody who has managed to keep it this far would like to, actually, you know what, screw it, I'll add in the comments a time, just to skip to wherever this is in the video. Put your feedback in the comments. All those one persons. You know, I have to include that just in case.
Dude.
Just in case. Yeah, so we have to figure out games to play that aren't intrusive enough that we can just talk about other things. Like, a good example is Pokemon. The newer Pokemon games, you just mash through. You just keep pressing A. Those games are basically just a pressing A simulator. But a game like RimWorld isn't really. And I feel like EU4, it depends on how we want to play it. If we want to play it poorly and just slowly expand, then we could do that.
But, I don't think EU4 would be a very good...
Yeah, I don't think... I think it would be worse than RimWorld. Big. Yeah.
I feel like RimWorld would be pretty good for it, actually, I think.
Yeah. It depends on how... It depends on how much we want to talk... You want to talk about stuff.
I think we can just do it.
Because I know, yeah, I don't know. I want to...
Well, I mean, what other games...
It could use some experimentation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could use experimentation. That is true.
I will say, I have not played a whole lot of, yes, just Cookie Clicker. But I have not played much RimWorld at all, so I would not know what I'm doing.
You could be like really good, the bad person, and we'd be
the anchor.
The anchor that Michael sometimes just gets distracted and doesn't do anything for hours and just watches YouTube while I'm sitting there managing the colony.
Yeah, I'm down.
Terraria? Minecraft. Couldn't do that at all. Actually, I mean, maybe.
If it is a thing we could do.
All three, yeah. all three perspectives or more, depending on who's playing. It could work, but then at that point, what separates us from us and the Oxcast? You know,
maybe just quality.
quality yeah. Separates us. But then who would? I mean, then we run into the issue. I guess we're constantly running into this issue of who would rather watch us over. Over just anyone else. That's really the... That's the rub. Getting over it with Bennett Foddy. We can take turns playing it.
No, and then I guess it's an idea.
We can take turns playing it and then just because I mean honestly I think that if we don't get distracted like every time we make a big fall you know.
I mean, we could all be playing it simultaneously.
We could overlay all three screens at the same time.
That is an idea.
That is an idea. I was thinking more like the perspective shifting thing, like in the Minecraft, but with Bennett Foddy.
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Or we race or something.
Like how the Ogscast has it, where they just kind of switch.
Yeah.
And then they have an icon for each person and who's playing it at that point.
Something like that.
And then we can use our Discord icons because we all have vector Discord icons. They're like our symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other games?
Oh, there are lots of games. Ooh, I don't know which ones would be good for this. But
I've already got Terraria on the list.
Oh, you're making a list.
You're making a list?
Oh, of course. See, I've opened up that paint.net file and I've been doing stuff.
You're going to town. It's a whole thing.
Something another like Stardew Valley, maybe?
Oh.
I have never played Stardew Valley.
There you go.
It's a good game. It's very good. Another thing is, I feel like at this point we're straying away from the podcast and we're just starting a different YouTube channel.
At this point, that is sort of what it seems like, but there's no reason we can't keep the name.
Keep the name? Okay. I mean, if you guys are comfortable with keeping the name, because at this point, like, I feel like the podcast is me making a podcast, but this is, like, us making a YouTube channel, you know?
I mean, we could be making a podcast with gameplay in the background.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. I guess I feel bad calling it the podcast because I feel like I'm hogging.
Well, you've never felt bad about being a dictator before.
Okay, look at Posmetavia. There's democracy in that?
I mean, all right, this thing wouldn't exist without you.
This is
and
true.
I'm completely fine calling it the podcast because it's a catchy name.
Yeah.
All right. You know, that's the first one. That's the first time anyone's called that. A catchy name. Yeah, we'll take it. Podcast. Because to be fair, can't come up with any other good names that stick. Because I feel like a YouTube channel named Squad won't really.
Yeah, not so much.
Won't really work. Or Squad Gaming or something.
Squad that is way gaming. Too generic. That is like aggressively generic.
Yeah, we can have.
I mean,
like
the spelling we've got of Squad is slightly better.
Yeah, no, it is. But see, but oh, then. Yeah. See, but then my mind goes, okay, if we're doing that, what we can do is make an entire thing where we have Posmetavia, okay? And then that branches out into Posmetavia, like the podcast, and then Posmetavia, just games. I don't know.
I don't think we need multiple channels. That's ridiculous.
See, then we have channels of channels, and that's what that anime discussion thing is about.
Where did anime come from?
Where did Japan. Anime come from? I believe Japan, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Saying is anime is like defined as Japanese animation, yeah.
Yeah. See, I just have the podcast. I am good with that.
So we've been going for about an hour now, probably more.
I believe so.
Maybe a little, probably around an hour with the like Gage going to get sausage and all.
Yeah, Gage, you have. Yeah. Gage, you have. You have the time on that.
Yeah, I do.
Do you mind sharing?
An hour and 9 minutes.
That's kind of a whole. An hour and 5 minutes.
Nine minutes.
9 minutes. Ooh. Do you guys have any last topics? Speak now for
everyone. I am kind of hungry.
Kind of?
So I'd like to go and get food.
Pretty good topic.
No topics?
Nope.
No topics? All right. Well, Gage, I don't know how you save that, but I'd say send that to someone.
Do we want to do, like, an outro of any kind?
Would it be funnier
if it just cut off mid-sentence?
Just cut off mid-sentence?
Or I don't maybe know if it would. Instead, would it be funnier? A black hole
and then just cut it there.
Eats up everything.
Schrodinger's black hole. Why did everyone Schrodinger know this?
What did Schrodinger ever do to you?
You don't know what his cat does.
Well, I know. I both do and don't know what it does.
Both at the same time, yes. Because that is how Schrodinger operates.
Wow, the black hole's eating everything. Oh my god. Then we're dead.
It's spaghettifying us.
That's how the Gage cast would end.
Spaghetti. It's, oh my
the
gosh.
The speed test ended. The speed test finished.
There's spaghetti everywhere. Oh my god, there's spaghetti.
Spaghettification is my favorite.
The spaghetti's getting sucked in. Oh no, bro.
Okay, that's around 2-1. Right. Oh boy, that is horrible. Megabits per second.
Oh no, everything's ruined. Oh. And then, oh my god, the humanity. Oh no.
Alright, so download is 1.28 megabits per second.
Oh no.
Upload.
Oh no, the puppy, don't go into the black hole.
Are you okay?
Oh my
upload
god.
Is about 7.79. Ping is 38 milliseconds. Jitter is 14, whatever that is. So this has been the podcast. We will see you guys next week. Hopefully.
Well, tentatively next week, yes. But actually, I'm not going to make any promises.
If you guys want, we can just record a bunch of these. Like, no, I'm not saying right now, but I'm saying like
in
Thursday if
that.
You want to, or like Saturday or Sunday or something.
The weekend might work a little bit better for that.
Okay. Do you guys want to set something for? I don't really want to do Sunday, because next week is finals for me. We'll see about Saturday, because I can always reserve like last second. Honestly, there's rooms that I could reserve for like 10 to 11 right now if I wanted to.
Fun.
Spell Chipotle. Sorry.
Wait, what? Chipotle. That's how you spell. Gage, let's get a checklist. So, let's see. So, record episode 3 Saturday. Gage, send me audio as soon as possible. Because it'll take a while to download.
I just saw Duke's comment.
Yeah. Upload a new video.
Also, that profile picture is the best.
Totally misspelled his name, too.
Doof is amazing. I love Doof. And I... God, Doof.
Saturday? That's what we were talking about?
Yeah. So,
What time?
Tentatively Saturday. I can go earlier. I don't know if earlier works better or worse for you guys.
I mean, how early are we talking here? It's a weekend after all, and, you know.
I don't know, because I was, for like, since like 12, I was just twiddling my fingers trying to figure out things to do and stalling on doing homework.
12 today?
Yeah.
Interesting.
My classes ended at 11, so then I just kind of ate and then watched.
I can imagine really you sitting started, in front of your...
Really, it started like... at 11. Hmm. And I was fun. Just kind of stalling.
Ooh, and then that's I mean, a good my... one to add to the...
I went to school at 11.
You went to school at 11. Yeah,
my school good. Started at 11.
Yeah.
Oh no, oh god, wait, that's not so bad actually that he got sucked into the black hole.
Oh my god, are you still recording?
Should I have stopped?
Yeah.
sorry.